Are we passive in this work of sanctification? Do we just let go and let God know? Paul says that I may know him, that I may know him, that I may know him. Everything in your Christian life and sanctification connects with you knowing Christ better. And the only way that can happen is to see the full revelation of his glory on the pages of Scripture.
Welcome to Grace to You with John MacArthur. I'm your host, Phil Johnson. Go to the Christian section of any bookstore and you'll probably find books that say God wants you to be successful in this life. He wants you to enjoy a promotion or a pay raise or a dream house or a new car.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. I apologize for the stumbling start that we had with the technical difficulties, but I'm delighted to be with you. Looking forward to this time together as we face the issues. Before we get into the monologue and the issues that we're dealing with today, let me take a few moments to invite you to our special worship services this Sunday at First Conservative Baptist Church. It is Roundup Sunday, high attendance day for us at First Conservative Baptist Church. Pulpit message will be a message on prophecy, signs of the times, looking at what the Scripture says in relationship to the day in which we're living in. Perhaps you wonder about what's happening in Russia and Syria and Israel and all of the foreign parts, the Mideastern parts of the world. Perhaps you're wondering what's happening in Washington today with the attempt to assassinate Judge Kavanaugh and other liberal leftist socialist agenda items. Perhaps you're wondering about that. I believe we can look to the Word of God and find what God is saying is taking place and realize we're living in the last of the last days. This is the reason the message, Signs of the Times, is such an important, imperative message for you to be present and hear. So let me invite you to worship with us. 9:30 on Sunday morning is the Bible study hour. 10:45 is the morning worship service. We'll have that special pulpit message, some special singing, wonderful opportunity for us to worship and celebrate around the Word of God. Immediately following the morning service, we invite you to join us for a lunch in our lunchroom. It's a free lunch. Doesn't cost you anything. Be delighted to have you join with us, fellowship with us, allow us to get to know you better. We've met on the air. We'd like to meet you now in the pulpit, from the pulpit and in the pew here at First Conservative Baptist Church. We're located 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. That's exactly 1 mile south of I-295. If you're coming from 95, it's 3.5 miles north of I-95. Be delighted to have you with us for this Sunday morning special services. We're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. Let me invite you once again to join us for this special day on Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face issues, let me remind us all that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. I know many times some will say, well, I don't find that in the Scripture, this in the Scripture. I'm talking about the Scripture as a whole. And contrary to what Andy Stanley is saying in relationship to the Old Testament, we're talking about Scripture. We're talking about the Old and the New Testament. We've not come unhitched from the Old Testament at First Conservative Baptist Church. We do not believe that there's two gods, one for Israel and one for the church today. We do not disallow the Ten Commandments at First Conservative Baptist Church. We look at the totality of Scripture. And so as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the totality of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. The Scripture reminds us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Therefore, it's the totality of the Word of God. And when we look at Scripture as we face the issues, understand and recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that God created the home, He created government, and He created the church, and in that order. And as we look at anything in the realm of government and politics, the home and society, you look at anything theologically, biblically, and doctrinally, we're talking about Scripture. We're talking about it being fountainheaded out of the Word of God. And so, therefore, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Jesus told his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That's found in John 8:31-32, ladies and gentlemen. You hear a lot of people many times misquoting that and saying, well, you know, the Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Well, that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, if you continue, stay, constantly be in my word, that's Old and New Testament, ladies and gentlemen, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Then Jesus said, identifying truth, he said, thy word is truth. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible, the inspired, written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God is the truth. And so when we face issues, we do so based on that truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe every Christian should be passionately interested in, a subject that I believe every citizen in America should be concerned about. It is a subject that I believe every voter coming November the 6th should vote accordingly, and that is the subject of socialism. What is socialism? Do we enjoy socialism in America today, or is it a constitutional republic and a capitalistic society? And may I simply hasten to say to you, many of our nation's millennials seem to be intrigued by the potential of seeing socialism come onto the scene. May I remind us the position as they see it for America being a socialist nation. I don't know about you, but it's frightening to me, because when we understand that across America today, we have an overwhelming number that are in control of society, both in government and our churches and our homes, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group. And all of this started coming to the forefront and being discussed openly by the Socialist Democrats today after the 28-year-old Democratic Socialist candidate in New York gleefully paraded her plans for America. And let me just give you a few of the things that she said in relationship to America and her plans to be a socialist leader in Washington. She said, we want free education for all. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing free. Somebody has to pay for it. The government does not have a vault full of money. The government only prints money, and most of that's fiat dollars. Most of the dollars are not worth about 15, 20 cents on the dollar because they're printing so many of them. It's going to lead into, I believe, hyperinflation in our nation as a result of the printing of so much money. But she said she wants free education for all, and that is from kindergarten through college and university, free education. She said free medicine for all. That is, whether it's you're here as a senior, if you're here as a young adult, if you're here as an illegal, it doesn't make any difference. She said free medical care for everybody. Now, she's not stopped to think, because one of the commentators asked her on national television, how do you pay for that? And she said, well, the government will pay for it. And she laughed. She wants no borders around America to have American sovereignty. She wants a guaranteed income for every individual. She says that there should be sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. You perhaps say, well, what does that mean? That means you don't have to have documents to come into America. That means that you can be here illegal and not face the law for coming in and breaking the law of coming across the border illegally. She says she also wants to have a cancellation of the immigration control, that is the border control that's called ICE. That is those who protect us from those that cross the border illegally. Ladies and gentlemen, if this were the only one saying this, if this were the only person, the only politician, the only radical saying something about having a socialist government, it wouldn't be so frightening to me. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can call 401-1413, 904-401-1413. Get you straight through directly to the studios and right to our microphones that we can have a dialogue and discussion together. It's my joy to be able to discuss this with you. In fact, I am praying that somehow, some way, there may be someone out there that you might vehemently disagree with this. We'd love to have your rational, irrational reasoning as to why you'd like to see America go the socialist route. And by the way, socialism simply is communism light, L-I-T-E. If this Cortez lady were the only one in America talking about socialism, it'd be a different thing. But ladies and gentlemen, she's not by herself. there are a lot of folks today, in fact, we're discovering now that some 57% of the Democratic Party identify as socialist. You heard me right, 57%. Now say that they believe in a socialist form of government. And the latest is, ladies and gentlemen, the highest profile that we're witnessing here in the state of Florida is the governor's in the governor's race here in Florida, where a socialist agenda is being discussed by the Democratic candidate. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we have an opportunity November the 6th to determine the type of government we want for the state of Florida. Either we want a socialist, Democratic-led government, or we want a constitutional republic, one or the other. Because Ron DeSantis stands for the Constitutional Republic, and we have one called Andrew Gillum, which is the mayor of Tallahassee, Florida. He is a total in-your-face, proud socialist, being sponsored by, and most of his campaign provided by, the Bernie Sanders Socialist Party, and through George Soros. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if I can warn us enough. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, where I'm headed in this total broadcast today is to point out that socialism and the agenda for socialism is not new. It started back in the first century in the Christian church. And we'll talk about that in a moment, because they attempted it in the Christian church and it fell on its face and was a total failure because many sat back and decided we're not going to work, let somebody else work and pay for it. And ultimately it was overturned and changed because it was a failure. But ladies and gentlemen, this one, Andrew Gillum, has openly admitted his plan, his agenda, his socialist agenda. And the socialist candidate, Andrew Gillum, declares his agenda as follows. Let me just go down a checklist, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't think I've left anything out, but if you think I have, call and let me know so we can make sure that we give him credit for his socialist agenda and what he's saying. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we're going to have if we as Christians falter, fail, and refuse to vote November the 6th. If you're not registered to vote, shame on you. You still have an opportunity to. October the 9th is the drop-dead date for you to register to vote. So let me encourage you to register to vote. And let me just tug this into, I don't mind saying it very openly and brazenly. If you're going to vote for a socialist candidate, don't even register. That'd be all right with me. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to vote. Some 51% of Christians did not vote in the 2012 election. Look what that got us. Look what that did for America and the demoralization of America and the denigration of society and for the undermining of our constitutional republic by Barack Hussein Obama. And by the way, he said he was going to fundamentally change America. And that's exactly what he did during his 8 years in office. But this Andrew Gillum says that he wants a no borders America. No borders America. Florida is to become a sanctuary state, not a sanctuary city, a sanctuary state. In fact, here's an article that was printed about 3 weeks ago, and it talked about, and I'll just cut right into the midst of the article. In fact, it was on September the 5th where Andrew Gillum made this statement. In a meeting, Florida State House Representative Carlos Smith revealed the campaign's position on immigration for Andrew Gillum. Quote, "No one will ever be considered illegal under a Governor Gillum in the state of Florida. Florida will become a sanctuary state," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't frighten you, nothing else I can say will. But nevertheless, let me continue with the overview for Andrew Gillum and his socialist party's platform and what he wants to do for the state of Florida. I'm saying this, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't mind telling you, I'm petrified with the thought that we'd have enough folks out there that do not know anything about the political process, or some that may not have studied the candidates to understand. Andrew Gillum is an articulate speaker. Andrew Gillum is a slick communicator. Andrew Gillum is, one commentator put it, is Barack Obama 2.0. He is Obama on steroids, as another commentator put it. But Andrew Gillum says he wants there to be a sanctuary state for the state of Florida. He wants free education for all. He wants free Medicare for all, medical care. Gillum is for sodomite marriages. Gillum is for legalized marijuana. Yes, you heard me right. Gillum is for the legalization of marijuana on a global basis, but he says the state of Florida will be legalized recreational marijuana if he's governor. Gillum backs and fully supports Planned Parenthood and Planned Parenthood's agenda for the nation, and more particularly for the state of Florida, as far as their support for Gillum. In fact, they're heavily supporting him. They're heavily contributing to his agenda. Gillum wants equal income for all. He says that, In fact, he'll start with the basis of going from $5.25 an hour in minimum wage for the state of Florida. He'll immediately jack it up to $15 per hour minimum wage. And he says that ought to be the minimum for everybody, not just for those that are working, but for everyone. He is wanting equal. He's wanting to spread the wealth, as some in the Socialist Party calls it. But ladies and gentlemen, that has proven not to work. If you don't believe that, look at all of the other socialist nations, Cuba and Venezuela, and I could go on and on and on. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Gillum wants Florida income tax to be put in place. You realize today the state of Florida does not have a personal income tax for the state of Florida, but Andrew Gillum says that he will put that in place. Never mind the fact that he's already admitted that that will raise the taxes by 40%. Yes, if you're working in the state of Florida, your taxes will be increased by 40%, according to Andrew Gillum's calculations. That is about $1 billion additional taxes on we the people in the state of Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Gillum opposes the Second Amendment right. You heard me. Andrew Gillum, the socialist Democrat that's running for governor in the state of Florida, opposes your right and mine to defend our lives and the lives of our family. In fact, he said if he is elected, he will immediately remove the Stand Your Ground laws in the state of Florida and the what is called the Castle Doctrine, where it gives we the people the opportunity to exercise our Second Amendment right to protect our lives and the lives of our families. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if anything, let me just give you a little quick footnote. Any nation that's ever gone into socialism and communism, first thing they do is to water down and destroy the educational process by calling it free education for everybody, but it's only statewide indoctrination and brainwashing. It's not legitimate education. The second thing they do is to take away the right to keep and bear arms for any citizen. Therefore, the citizens cannot protect themselves against the government. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand the reason that we have the Second Amendment in our Bill of Rights today? It's because our founding fathers wanted to make sure that we, the people, could protect ourselves from a going intrusive government that would come in and take over and destroy our lives. That's the primary purpose of the Second Amendment in our Constitution, our Bill of Rights today, ladies and gentlemen. Gillum opposes the Second Amendment. He wants there to be no right for the people to keep and bear arms. Gillum wants to remove Florida's Stand Your Ground law. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an extended article. I'll try to be brief in my synoptic overview of it for you, our listener, today. It is from the Florida Politics printed page, and this is part of what it says. It's about a five-page article. I'm going to give you the skinny of it, if I can call it that, ladies and gentlemen. It says, Tallahassee, who has personally, this is the person says in Tallahassee, who's personally known Gillum for years, said Gillum is Obama 2.0. And further, the article says, he self-identified in the primary as the true progressive in the race, and the USA Herald called Gillum the far-left choice in the Democratic field as the candidate for governor in the state of Florida. Here's further in this article says, Gillum was backed early by radical activists and billionaire political funders George Soros and Tom Steyer. Soros of New York is worth about $8 billion. Steyer of California is worth about $1.6 billion. If you've never heard of these two men, do a couple of Google searches and you will soon realize how politically dangerous and far left those major out-of-state players are. They will eventually pump in millions upon millions of dollars in Gillum's campaign to silently manipulate the future of the state of Florida. Gillum said he is deeply appreciative for George Soros and Mr. Steyer and their support for his candidacy. Ladies and gentlemen, George Soros owns about 200 different corporate entities in the United States of America. In fact, if I can tuck this in, the attorney representing the female that is now at Capitol Hill testifying against Judge Brett Kavanaugh, her attorney, Deborah Katz, works also for an organization that is funded by George Soros. George Soros has a goal, and he brags about what he's done for other nations, a goal of undermining America and destroying the borders and making it a globalist, if you please, state and destroying the workforce in the United States of America and taking away the rights and freedoms of we the people by making it a socialist nation. This article further states, I'm stating now and reading blurbs from the Florida Politics newsprint. Gillum was also endorsed by socialist Bernie Sanders of Vermont. On economic policies, Gillum wants to turn Florida into an entirely new direction. He wants to raise the minimum wage from $8.25 to $15. He is also on record that says he will raise the corporate rate of taxes by 40%, which is about $1 billion. According to Forbes magazine article, described it by saying Gillum's proposed proposal would make Florida the highest tax capital of the southern states and for South's businesses, end quote. On education, he is an open enemy. Listen, Gillum is an open enemy to school choice and vouchers and is strongly opposed to all charter schools. Gillum now wants to legalize pot for the recreational purposes throughout the state of Florida, which is the family-friendly vacation capital of the world, this particular writer says. Gillum is backed by two of the most politically liberal groups of the state. That is Equality Florida, that's the sodomite group, ladies and gentlemen, and Planned Parenthood. I don't think you can have any greater stench, any greater diminishing of anybody's position than to say that Equality Florida and Planned Parenthood sponsors you. That's a good illustration, good indication, good picture of what we'd have through Governor Gillum if he is elected in office. Gillum is one of the strongest advocates for the creation of the new LGBTQ rights and transgender rights in the state of Florida. He supports what is called in this article the so-called Competitive Workforce Act, known as CWA. It is a bill which would allow men who subjectively express themselves as women to use women's showers, dressing rooms, locker rooms, bathrooms, and all public schools, gyms, domestic violence shelters, scout camps, YMC camps, and all other public accommodations, end quote. This is blatantly a violation of our privacy and our dignity and the safety of women and children in the state of Florida. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This facing the issue of the end results, the trickle down in what is called socialism. Do we really want a socialistic form of government for the state of Florida? Are we interested in socialism versus a capitalistic constitutional republic for the United States of America? We're on the very precipice of going over the hill and going down the slope into the free fall of becoming a socialist nation if we continue to allow the socialist candidates to have the free reign being elected in state after state after state. This article further says, talking of Gillum, he's been described as a sanctuary sympathizer and directly called the abolishing of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, known as ICE. On health care, Gillum is on record of wanting Medicare for all, saying he would work through with anyone to make health care universal in the state of Florida. Further, ladies and gentlemen, he is pro-abortion, wants to use our tax dollars in Florida to reinstate the funding for Planned Parenthood, which is, if you don't know that, is the largest provider of murder by way of abortion in the United States of America. He is opposed to the Second Amendment rights. He's already sued the National Rifle Association as mayor of Tallahassee to prevent ordinary citizens from defending themselves in the city parks and on city property in the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm appalled by this candidate. We're talking about the subject today is, ladies and gentlemen, socialism or capitalism. What is socialism? Do we want what they're now calling democratic socialism? And ladies and gentlemen, they're calling it that to make it sound a little more palatable. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible warns of the dangers of this strange philosophy and vain deceit. In fact, it is called in Colossians 2 and in verse 8, we find these words, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." Ladies and gentlemen, we're treading on thin ice. We're not aware of it. You need to get aware of it. You need to study up on it. You need to make sure that you understand our candidates and you go out and vote and that you say no to liberalism and socialism in America, especially in the state of Florida. In a socialist government, there's no religious liberty. There's no freedom of speech. There's no right of personal defense or protection. There are no human rights, and there's only misery and devastation, and you can look at any socialist nation and find that. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with the question and the comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, I've been listening to you. I totally agree with you. I think the problem is not so much the people like Gillum who espouse socialism, but the so-called silent majority like us. I, for one, can't stand football, but there are a lot of people out there that think the whole world is football, fishing, riding in their boat on the weekend, and if people like Gillum get to be in charge, one day we might not be able to do those little things. Little people, especially the Menorcans in St. Augustine, who are silent, and they're supposed to be like the original St. Augustinians. They have to get involved. They have to prioritize and take back the stand. They're supposed to be more good guys than bad guys, but we're not acting like that. Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for your call and your comment. You're exactly spot on. And it's because of the silent majority. We are silent majority as Christians. And that's what we're called so often. It is the silent majority. And that was proven, ladies and gentlemen, may I reiterate it, in 2012 when Barack Hussein Obama, the socialist Islamic president, went into office. It was as a result of 51% of Christians not voting. The average Christian says, ladies and gentlemen, well, we just talk about Jesus and we don't worry about these political things. Politics is evil and wicked and dirty. And ladies and gentlemen, you fail to recognize, we fail to remember that God created government, and government, according to the scripture in Romans, the 13th chapter, the first 7 verses, is God's minister to carry out God's work to punish evil and protect good. And ladies and gentlemen, we're not doing that. We're citizens in this world, and we're not of the world, but we're in the world, but we're to be salt and light. Salt means we get out of the shaker. Light means we get out of the closet, and we illuminate the society in which we're living in. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know what socialism is like, look at Cuba, look at Venezuela. They, like every other nation that's tried socialism, find it's absolutely failing and has failed. But it's the millennials, ladies and gentlemen, that as a result of the millennials, the 18 to 35-year-old age group, and the millennial age group, according to statistical facts, they simply want free stuff. They're after free stuff. In fact, here's an article that states that. Millennials say democratic socialism, but what they really want is free stuff. Bernie Sanders was the prophet of this movement, attracting young people to support him because of the free stuff that was going to be offered. And ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the problems. There's no such thing as free stuff. I believe I have a caller on the line. Go ahead and give the question and comment, please. Hello? Well, I guess we missed. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, free stuff is what the socialist millennials are wanting. Here, this article says, and may I just pluck out a little phrase from it, to all this I say, not so fast. First, there is a widespread misunderstanding of what democratic socialism means and what millennials really want. Socialism is an economic system that involves collective, especially governmental ownership of the means of production and distribution. It stands in contrast to a capitalistic market-regulated ownership of business. When you add the word Democrat to it, which is presumably done to soften the impact of an historically unpopular term in the United States of America, you're essentially saying the system is chosen democratically, not imposed by some kind of totalitarian regime as in Russia or Venezuela. It appears that today's millennials are mostly interested in free college, free education, free retirement, free student debt, free of any student debt, free education, to get into the difficult market, but less interested in government controlling the means of it. The real problem is that millennials do not seem to have a good understanding of what socialism really is. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know what socialism is, just look it up in your dictionary. Google it on Google, if you can use that wicked mechanism today. Socialism says a political and economic theory of social organization that advocates that the means of production, distribution, and exchange should be owned and regulated by the community as a whole. It also kind of connotes leftism, welfareism, radicalism, progressivism, social democracy, communism, Marxism, labor movement. And ladies and gentlemen, may I simply say it's directly from Karl Marx. It's a Marxist theory. It is simply communism light, if you want to look at it as to a real statement in what we're talking about. We're talking about socialism today. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that I need to say as some closing remarks, back in the first century church attempted socialism. Here's the indication of that in Acts chapter 4, beginning with verse 32. And the multitude of them that believed were as one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that ought of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power gave to the apostles witness of the resurrection of Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. Verse 34 says, neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands and houses sold them and brought them the prices of their things that were sold. And they had all in common, the scripture says. Ladies and gentlemen, let me quickly say, that then you find in the scripture in 2 Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul ultimately said, if you don't work, you don't eat. He said, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to sit back slothfully and not work, you ought not to eat. And that ought to be the mantra today, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the true sense of socialism. Socialism says that it doesn't make any difference whether you work or not. You can sit back, just as in the Islamics is coming in into the squalors and the ghettos in England, and especially in London. They come in, and the government pays them, gives them an income, provides food, clothing, and shelter. And what do? They hold up in their homes and their apartments, and they make bombs to come in and try to destroy citizens in that country. And they're doing the same thing in America. We do not want a socialistic government. So, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is not free, and it's as a result of the 18 to 35-year-old age group that's wanting something free. So believers, we ought to understand and recognize that the millennials have never been taught the constitutional capitalistic system of government in the colleges and universities in America. So let's look at this journey and look at it on the basis that it has never worked. And we're going to say no to socialism as we vote November the 6th. And ladies and gentlemen, I plead with you, I urge you, search the scriptures, see if you're in the faith. Number one. Number two, be obedient to the call of God and what we do in the political system in which we're living in. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air once again tomorrow as we face the issues.
Listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 120 21 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.